I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we're here with the great Parker Kekaizen. Parker, how's it going?
Good. Great. I don't know if I'm great, but I appreciate it.
Awesome. All right, we'll jump right into it. So, you know, we always are thinking about mindset, how to improve. Start off with your journey in wrestling and how you've developed over time with, of course, yeah, your technique too, but mostly your mindset.
My mindset over time, it started with, I didn't really love wrestling at first. I think everyone goes through that phase though. I didn't love wrestling. My dad was making me do it He encouraged me to do it. And, just going to practice wrestling, it was just something I did. I played baseball mostly. I didn't play football in high school, but my mindset was just have fun when I was a kid. And then, it was more just like I have to do it. But as I grew older, and credit Max Askren, he instilled in me, he found a way for me to love the sport. And I did love baseball, but I didn't like the politics of it. And it was like you had to, I couldn't control as much,
right?
I put into it, I got out of it in wrestling. And definitely in high school, I think I made the jump where I wanted to go to practice on my own, like, and get to practice. And Max had a weird way of doing it. I think like almost games, it was like I almost went there to hang out with my buddies. Most of my buddies were wrestling, Ellis Flegger, Dejan Johnson, just to go hang out with them. And we were being competitive in mat ball. And then all of a sudden I was also working on my wrestling skills. So, and just through learning and loving it. And all of a sudden I wanted to get on the mat each day. And because Ben and Max, they both talked about, they didn't take any days off. And they woke up, they're like, how can I get better at wrestling? And for me, that was getting on the mat and working on skills. So it was like Monday through Thursday, we have practice, but Friday, Saturday, Max, when I got older, he allowed me to open up the mat, open up the academy, and I needed someone to wrestle. Maybe it was Ellis, maybe it was Dejan, but we got to a point where we could extend it to like everyone in the academy. And we had a good amount of people, and it was crazy. They had to open, I have a video. This was about a year ago, the North Shore open mat. There was like, I swear it was just a full practice. They're warming up mat ball. I'm like, wow, this is crazy how much that academy has grown. And so my mindset was just, I don't know, show up, get better, and a little bit better each day. That's kind of the mindset I like to approach anything with. Whether that's my relationship, that my growing in my faith, my wrestling, school, and maybe hopefully school a little bit more. But it's just get a little bit better each day, and God will take care of the rest. Like, we'll, I don't know if you read Chop Wood Carry Water. I'm sure a lot of people read Chop Wood Carry Water. Surrender the outcome, the things you can't control. That chapter, surrender. And he's like, I can't really control much. I can control getting better each day. I can control my attitude. And I'm gonna let God take care of the rest. So, and there's a lot of peace.
That's right. It's always it's the both and, right? These paradoxes in the world where we have to control everything we can control, but realize also that it's ultimately not in our control. And yeah, people get that balance wrong, right? It's about not having that big perspective. And I mean, only faith can really provide that, with that strong metaphysics underneath, that ontology that's holding it all together. What actually is, not just what we're making up, because when we make up our own purpose, it's very subjective. And subjective is not a far cry from arbitrary, like we're just making it up as we go along. So we want to be rooted on truth. Absolutely. Now talk about, did you ever battle nerves? Was there anything where getting anxious before matches or overthinking or anything like that you felt like you overcame?
Yeah, I think I get nervous before about every match. I think there's always a, you can lose every match. It was actually in Vegas. Roper had a, I gotta remember what he said to me, but it was like, yeah, you already realized you can lose every match, right? You can get packed, you can get pinned, you can get beat. So why don't you just go out there and enjoy it? Like, you've already, it's already an option. Now go enjoy it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. There's something there. I was like, oh, and I don't know. I think last year at NCAAs, I was at the most peace. And also, like, I think about Vegas too. Is like, before any of these matches, like Saturday night, we're gonna go get dinner as a team. Like, nothing's gonna change there. If I win, go 0-2, and there's peace knowing that. And I don't know, I think last year at NCAAs, for my nerves, I think I carried around like a soccer ball. I was like, what do we do before practice? I was trying to make the NCAA tournament. Actually, any competition, I don't know, even like Big 12s, we were playing a game probably like 5 minutes before before I ran out to the finals. I was like, I had to like rush and tie my shoes. And so I was like, all right, there's like a seed plan in there. It's like, I'm gonna play a game. So I carried around a stupid soccer ball. I was juggling it. And it helped me stay. We used to play this game where you juggle and throw it at each other. So I was like, it's a game before practice, right? I've been playing games before practice since I've been in ninth grade, going back to Maple. But so I'm like, all right, I might look weird, but I'm a juggle this soccer ball around. And it put me at ease. And I knew on Monday, on Monday morning after NCAAs or any tournament, even Vegas, is like, I was going to be in the wrestling room, probably either getting a lift in or working, watching film. So there's a lot of peace that whatever this outcome is, it's not really going to change what I do the next day or my life. Like, my parents are still going to love me. My coaches are still going to love me. My girlfriend will still love me. It's like, it's funny. So.
No, but it makes a lot of sense. And it almost seems like these points are so obvious. But when you talk to high performers, they come to that realization. Like, it's almost like when we get to the point where we really want to win, it's like, I have to win. And if I don't win, it's like flashing signs. Not okay. Not okay. But yeah, like you said, once you kind of give yourself permission, like, hey, it's happened before, it'll probably happen again. You know, we got that out of the way. I could go compete and I could compete freely, and knowing that your life is still stable, the faith is stable, your relationships are stable. You know, what you're going to be doing after is stable. So it's just the outcome of this match. It's not that big of a deal. That perspective is huge. And I think a lot of people don't want to confront that. Like, people say, oh, you know, what if I lose? Like, what are you saying to me? Don't say that. But I think when you're able to confront it like that, you see it more realistically. I mean, what are your thoughts with that?
Yeah, it's like, what if I lose? nothing's changing, right? Say I lose the first round match, it's like you're gonna go have another seven minute match. I think more for me, I get nervous is like, am I gonna go out there and wrestle hard? And it's like once the whistle blows, it's like, oh, relief. It's like almost I just need this match to start. It's like Taylor Luan and I talk about it. Well, he talks about it. He's like, I just need to get clubbed first. Like, I just need to get clubbed and I'll be ready to roll. And it's for scrap days, because like we both get anxious. It's like, yeah. It's like, all right, now you're in the fight. And I guess I think I won on a tangent there, but what was pull me back
no,
to
that's
this, pull me back
that's
to
good. This. Keep going.
Yeah, so I get more nervous for like, am I gonna go give my best effort? And instead of am I gonna go out there and win or lose, right? Because it's like once I'm in the match, it's like I can only control. Doug preaches all the time, go win that next position, go win the next position, go win the hand fight, go get the legs, go, now you're in finish work, now you're in, all right, now you're in your top breakdown. It's just if I get taken down, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be 7 minutes. Like, I gotta get back up, I gotta get sealed out, get to my feet, maybe get a reversal and go try to rest. And what do we do so much time practicing? We practice in how to wrestle. I know how to wrestle, and I'm in shape enough that I'm gonna go wrestle for 7 minutes. And I know there's always a part where, say, you have a bad mentality or something's dawning on you, and you won't wrestle to your fullest, and you just have to be okay with that. Like, you're not gonna wrestle your best every day, and that's okay.
That's another one of those things that I think is difficult for a lot of people to cope with. Like, oh, what if I don't wrestle my best? It's like, all right, maybe you don't wrestle your best. So what? Like, in fact, I would think the reason why you're training is so you could get it done, even if you're not at your best, even if you're at one of your worst.
Yeah, well, that's what we try to. You got to train at a high level, and that's what Rope, Doug, Randy and Drew all preach to us. It's like, you got to train at a high level. So say your worst day is that you take third at the NCAA tournament. All right, your best day, you win it. Hopefully you're going on the freestyle stuff, and your worst day, you take bronze at the Olympics. Like, but, you know what I'm saying? You gotta train, you gotta live right, you gotta eat right, sleep right. And, you gotta get your mental right. I know that's one thing I'm real learning, self-love. I put out a post yesterday about how important my journal is, and just talking about my worries, talking about the good, talking about my day. And it's, I've seen massive growth there. And so just trying to, you got to, I don't know. The first thing Rope told me when I got on campus, or like one of the first, it was, you got to have everything in a line. You got to have relationship. You got to have wrestling. You got to have spiritual. You got to have social. I might have said social, but like those four all in a line, all okay, because one affects the other. If your relationships are bad, your wrestling's going to go down. If your wrestling's down, something's going to lack in your relationship. And spiritually, you're not right. Same. You know what I'm saying? They're all I should actually know the word. I think I just learned it in class, but they all affect each other. So it's like, how can I keep that in a line? That's why I love the idea of get better each day, right? I'm going to get better a little bit in my faith. I'm going to get better a little bit with my relationship with my family. I'm going to get a little bit better with wrestling, and I'm going to get a little bit better spiritually, and let God be in control of my life. And I feel like that's surrender almost. It's like, all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all those things. I mean, man, there's so much you said, even just now, that we could lean into each one of those things. But it's right. It's everything does need to be aligned. You're getting a little bit. That's one point, right? Not letting any area of your life dip to the best of your ability, right? And you know, no one's perfect. We're all human. Getting a little bit better every single day in all those different areas, or at least trying to, at least having it on your radar. All that is big, and the focus, like you said before, about even going back to what coach said about just improve this position right now, just get a little bit better from where you're at in this position, like make the next best move. That's staying in the present moment. There's not a preoccupation with the future or the past. Yeah. I mean, all that is just so big.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I do love learning, especially things I'm interested in. I know wrestling, I'm interested, like anatomy. I took anatomy this year, is something I thoroughly enjoyed learning. I enjoy reading my Bible. I enjoy talking to my girlfriend, learning about her. But so it's like finding those things I'm interested in and growing into it. It's enjoyment, and I think we are called to definitely have interest, and I'm grateful that wrestling. I don't know. I love learning wrestling skill, and whether that's watching film or learning it on the mat. I had an individual this morning working on almost like clearing right hand and faking the leg. It's like I could do that. I don't know if I could do it all day. I got to eat, but I could do that for a while. Like we have film. Rope's been real on us about watching film. And
the time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
It's a recording ourselves practice. It's just like, all right, it's like mental reps outside the room. And
right. Yeah. Mental reps are big, and we get a lot of reps from the neck down, but not a lot of reps from the neck up. So what are some things, like if you have a young kid who came to you and said, hey, how can I, Parker, you're really good mentally. You're solid in different areas in your mindset. What are some things I could do to gain mental reps for, I don't know, whatever, confidence, relaxing under pressure, being motivated? I know those are all different areas, but anything you could think of for mental reps, what would you recommend them do?
I do imagery. We learned in my sports psych class, like imagery, and they had like two groups. It was the mental group, and then the group that just say they drilled a single leg, they mentally drilled a single leg for 30 minutes, or they it was a different sport, but they had a group, and they saw it was very little variance between the group that just did imagery and the group that just did reps. And I would say find a way to do both. I know something that's real big for me is at State College, I didn't get to go into rec hall before like the day before when I got there to make weight, not make weight, but it was like a after travel workout. And I needed to get familiar with the environment. And so I did like my gymnastics, my jogging out in rec hall, just to, so I could see the environment, see myself there. And maybe, I don't really remember, but if I was doing some mental reps before my match. But also I encourage doing imagery before or after practice. I know there's times where Doug has us get ready for a scrap and do your match warm up, and he'll just surprise us. He'd be like, all right, lay down. And you see yourself wrestling a match. And I was big, I'm still big on imagery, but I was almost like, I got to watch myself, because like I'll like worship the action of doing it instead of actually like the imagery part, and like, oh, I just got it done. And so it's like I was doing imagery after every practice, see myself running out in the national finals, getting a takedown. A little bit old, that didn't happen, but it's all, I would recommend just do a little bit of imagery each day. Breathe, see yourself relaxed. I don't know. I know I'm breathing. Like I don't really pace. I just I relax and focus on my breathing before a match. And I guess that's the advice. I would encourage to focus on one thing. Breathe. I know breathe. Randy says breathe all the time, and it that word just calms my nerves every time. And it's just deep breath. And I know I recommend before competition, just seeing yourself. If you've been to Reno, it was nice that NCAAs was in Tulsa. Just because like I knew what it looked like with the stage out there. And all NCAAs kind of look the same. So, you know, you know at the McLeod Center, like see yourself walking out there after practice. Just do it for five, seven minutes. And I think it'll make a world of difference. See yourself relax. See yourself. If you need to see yourself getting taken down and responding, that might be you too. But it's like if you need to just see, practice every position, every situation, not position. It's like you can say you get down, you're going to be ready for it. And
That's great. In fact, I was going to ask you about that. And then you just went right into it about how, like, well, what if things don't go your way? And like you said, you got to be prepared for that too. And then there's the environment that you're actually going to be in. I mean, sometimes you could, you know, you've been there before. Other times, like, you could visualize being there. That's tremendous. That's great stuff. Now, how about, I guess, last question would be, during a match, what would be some things you could do to either keep yourself calm or to keep yourself persistent, even if things aren't going your way, to, like, let things bounce off you and to just, you know, and to have that aggressiveness when you're out there to go for it, to pull the trigger.
All right, yeah. I might have two parts to this, but because I like the aggressiveness part. So the aggressive part, I think, goes with one, you have to wrestle out there for our coaches say it all the time. You have to go take risk out there for us to know what skills to work on. If we're just looking at each other for about 7 minutes, like what are we going to learn from this? Like, oh, one takedown, like you're going to make it a 50-50 shot and a 50-50 chance. Like, maybe, like, I don't know if you want those odds. That's like, sometimes you're about worse than a guy. You got to take those odds, but I don't know. I believe I have some great skill and I'm pretty good. So it's like, I think I don't want to leave it to 50-50. I like if four exchanges, I think I may get one of them, I hope. Or, you know what, you just got to go out there and go back in the room and get better. And so it's like, you got to go be aggressive. You got to, one, give your coaches something to, and yourself, coaches and yourself, something to learn. And two, I don't know, I have this thing about no regrets, and COVID kind of taught me that. And I was like, this, wrestle like this is your last match. COVID taught me that in wrestling and life. I had some other stuff, but where am I going? But it was like, no regrets. Say the NCAA, COVID could happen again in the NCAA tournament. Say our duel on Sunday gets canceled. And I try to break that down into practice. It's like, how can I leave this practice with, say this is, and like, that's where my head, I'm very aware this could have been my last practice ever. I could get in a car crash. Like, I don't know, I hope it doesn't happen, but like, I'm very aware of that. And it's like, are you going to be proud of how you left practice? Are you going to be proud of that was your last time going out there? And with COVID, that definitely taught me that. It was like, oh darn, this wrestling thing isn't end all be all. It's kind of something you just do and something not to put your happiness in. That's definitely where my faith grew. But I'm going to just go out on that mat. I'm gonna go take as much risk as I can. And I think it got to a point like where I've got more skilled. It's more controlled risk. When I was like my freshman year, I know it's just like, I just had to use the grit and the gas tank and the skill. And hopefully, I think I've got to a point where my skill is a lot better, where I can be more controlled. So that's something I try to think about. No regrets. Just get the legs. No regrets. And also, I do think of breathe. Randy says breathe all the time. Deep breath. I take this. If you ever watch me wrestle, I do take a long time to get back to the center. But it's all relaxing. It's me walking up to the line, getting the foot on the line. Now you're ready. I you see that I do that in practice. I do that in competition. So how can I make this practice as much as competition? Doug preaches all the time. Bring where NCAAs this year. Bring Kansas City into the room every day. All right. So I guess so. It's like, how can I make competition and practice similar? And that's something I think I'm doing a much better job of, because I don't know, I never really loved competition. So if that, hopefully that answered the question.
No, that's great stuff. And you could see, like, for, you know, you yourself and the coaches you've had over the years and still have, between the, you know, the Askrens, Doug, Randy, like, they're saying the right things. I mean, there's mindset lessons with almost everything you're saying there. So I mean, I hope the viewers are watching and sitting there with a notebook and a pen and taking notes on all of that, because all those little points are not small. They're a big deal. And if you don't have the gratitude or the one step at a time or the breathe, like any one of those could be an opening in your armor. So yeah, absolutely. That's great stuff, Parker. So when's the next competition?
Oh, we have a duel against Columbia Sunday.
So awesome.
It'll be fun. Home duel. First home duel.
All right. Good stuff. We wish you the best this year. Thanks for doing the show. Talk soon.
Sorry I was late.
Oh, no, we're good. Take care.
Yep, you too.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.